The New York Times began publishing today the first in a series of 47 volumes of top-secret Pentagon tapes relating to the war in Vietnam. The papers, leaked by defense analyst Daniel Ellsberg, reveal a systematic pattern of government lies and American involvement in the war.
Mr. President, we are in a revolutionary situation. We are under siege. The Black Panthers, the Weathermen, the State Department and the Rogers is leaking like a sieve. And now, this little insignificant little ship, Ellsberg, publishing all the diplomatic secrets of this country, is destroying our ability to conduct foreign policy.
I wonder if there are many people here who wouldn't think that 10 years in prison was very cheap if they could contribute to ending this war.
The man has become a drug fiend. He shot people from helicopters in Vietnam. He's had sexual relations with his wife in front of their children. He sees a shrink in L.A. The man's all fucked up. And now he's trying to look good for the liberals. And if he gets away with it, everybody will follow his lead. This man must be stopped at all costs.
Yeah, I'm as frustrated as you are, Henry, but don't you think this is a Democrat problem? They started the war. It makes them look bad.
But, Mr. President, the Russians, the Vietnamese, it makes you look like a weakling.
God damn it, how long have we had this jackass dog? 2 years and he still doesn't come. We need a dog that looks happy with the presses around here.
He's photogenic. Just try a new biscuit.
Oh, fuck it. He doesn't like me, John. It's your fault, Henry.
I beg your pardon?
It's your people who are talking to the press. This Ellsberg, wasn't he a student of yours at Harvard? I mean, it's your idea, Henry, so why are you running for cover?
Well, yes, we taught a class together at Harvard, but you know these backstabbing Ivy League intellectuals.
No, I don't, Henry, I don't.
We can prosecute the New York Times. Go for an injunction.
Yeah, but it's not bottom line going to change a goddamn thing, John. The question is, how do we screw Ellsberg so bad it puts the fear of God into all leakers? The other issue is, how the hell do we stop these leaks once and for all? Now, someone is talking to the press. We've got to stop these leaks at any cost, Henry. You hear me? Then we can go for the big play. China, Russia.
Sir, if I might.
Go, Chuck.
We can do this ourselves. The CIA and the FBI aren't doing the job. Now, we can create our own intelligence unit right here inside the White House.
Well, why not?
Our own intelligence capability to plug the leaks?
Yeah, like plumbers.
Plumbers?
I like it. I like the idea.
But is it legal? Has it ever been done before?
Oh, sure. Lyndon, JFK, FDR. I mean, Truman cut the shit out of my investigation of the Hiss case back in 48.
What he did was illegal.
You know, this kind of thing, you got to be brutal. A leak happens, the whole damn place should be fired. Really, I mean, you do it like the Germans in World War II. They went through these towns and the sniper hit one of them, they'd line the whole goddamn town up and say, you know, until you talk, you're all getting shot. Really, I think that's what has to be done. I don't think you can be Mr. Nice Guy anymore.
You just whisper the word to me, Mr. President, I'll shoot Ellsberg myself.
We're not Germans.
Yeah. Ellsberg's not the issue. Pentagon Papers aren't the issue. It's the lie.
It is a lie.
Yeah. Remember, John, back in 48? Nobody believed Alger Hiss was a communist except me. Well, they loved Hiss like they loved this Ellsberg character. He was their kind, Ivy League establishment.
I am not and never have been.
Mr. Hiss is lying.
Mr. Hiss! I was dirt to them. Nothing.
And they kicked the shit out of
me. I wouldn't have if Hiss hadn't lied about knowing Chambers. The documents were old and out of date, just like these Pentagon papers. The key thing we proved was that this was a liar. Then people bought that he was a spy. It's the lie that gets you. All right, Henry, we're gonna go your way. Crush this Ellsberg same way we did his.
There is no other choice, Mr. President.
We're gonna hit him so hard you look like everything that's sick and evil about the Eastern establishment. You and your plumbers, you're gonna get all the dirt in this guy. Let's see him going to the bathroom in front of the American public. And when we finish with him, they'll crucify him. And then we'll get our second term.
Business or pleasure?
What is the purpose of your visit? Business or pleasure?
Just visiting. Shop. A plaisir.
It's a pleasure.
Business.
How long will you be staying in the United States?
Could I see your return ticket, please? What's the purpose of your visit?
Business or pleasure?
1 month.
Okay, sir.
Enjoy your stay.
Hello.
Next.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the
sound collage
and remain seated at all times. Now then.
Get ready for the ride of your motherfucking life.
Because this here's a wild
sound collage thing.
But first, Dan Rather. With this.
Attention, Medicare recipients.
The bladder control aisle.
I don't think so.
Bunch of
us what you sent me.
That's true from China, connected to a level.
When was the last time you saw a group of Chinese tourists on the way to Disney World?
Not a single one of them. Don't drown the witches.
It's just a rumor.
Possible forged documents on 10 and 11.
Sir? Sir? Passport? Here. Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Navarsky. Purpose of your visit? It's business or pleasure?
English hit me ногу дуба.
Get the declaration forms ready, please.
Sir, I have an IBIS hit on 6. No!
Mr. Navorsky, please follow me. All right, Mr. Navorsky, we would like for you to wait right here, please.
Please, next, please. Next, please.
What exactly are you doing in the United States, Mr. Navorsky?
Yellow taxi cab, please. Take me to Ramada Inn, 161 Lexington.
Staying at the Ramada Inn?
Keep the change.
Do you know anyone in New York?
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
No, do you know anyone in New York?
Yes, yes.
Who?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Navorsky, I'm going to need to see your return ticket, please. No, your return ticket, your...
Yes.
Ah.
Ah, okay, now what's
Now, this is just a standard procedure. Now, I'm going to need the passport also.
Okay.
No, Mr. Navorsky. That. Passport.
Navorsky, sorry to keep you waiting. How are you? I'm Frank Dixon. I'm the director of Customs and Border Protection here at JFK, which means that I help people with their immigration problems. Now, we're looking for an interpreter for you. How are we doing? Do we have an interpreter? Okay. But I understand that you speak a little English.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. I hope you don't mind if I eat while we talk. I have a bit of bad news. It seems that your country has suspended all traveling privileges on passports that have been issued by your government, and our State Department has revoked the visa that was going to allow you to enter the United States. That's it in a nutshell, basically, right? Anyway, it seems that while you were in the air, there was a military coup in your country. Now, most of the dead were members of the Presidential Guard. They were attacked in the middle of the night. It was a terrible firefight. They got it all on GHN, I think. Anyway, there were very few civilian casualties, so I'm sure your family's fine.
Mr. Navorsky, your country was annexed from the inside. The Republic of Krakosia is under new leadership.
Krakosia. Krakosia.
Right. Mm. I don't think he gets it. Okay. Okay. Look. Imagine that these potato chips are Krakosia. Okay?
Krakosia. Yes.
Krakosia.
Okay.
So the potato chips are Krakosia.
Okay.
And this apple...
Big apple.
The big apple represents the Liberty Rebels. Okay? No more Krakosia. Okay? New government. Revolution. You understand? So all the flights in and out of your country have been suspended indefinitely. And the new government has sealed all the borders, which means that your passport and visa are no longer valid. So currently, you are a citizen of nowhere.
Now, even if we could get you new papers, we couldn't process them until the United States recognizes your country's new diplomatic reclassification.
Yeah, see, you don't qualify for asylum, refugee status, temporary protective status, humanitarian parole, or non-immigration work, travel, or diplomatic visas. You don't qualify for any of these things. You are, at this time, simply... unacceptable.